Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au. Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
On 963 Triple M, talking sport around the region. It's been good morning to Milo.
Morning, Ewan. Good morning, fellow coasters. Now, Mother Nature won most of the sport on the weekend, but with some good management, there was some finals. And Narracourt and district cricket, the grand final yesterday, Padduay, out of the wilderness, first premiership since 1993. So you reckon those boys might be having a special Monday, etc. Now, Padduay, 6 for 92, Kyle Chapman, 48, Dan Pedler, 2 for 24, Stewie Shepherd, 2 for 28. They defeated Kybe, 90, so they got it over and done with pretty quick before it got a bit warmer yesterday. Daniel Gersh leading with the bat there for Kybe with 23. But with the pill, Lockie Crisp, 2 for 17, Dylan Iganito, 2 for 18, that's had a good season, and Riley McCullum rounding out a good team effort by the bowlers, 2 for 19. Now, Millicent District Cricket, they had two very interesting semi-finals. On Saturday, it was Mount Burr 10 for 121, Robbie Francis 53, Sam Wallace 2 for 19, Sam Bell 2 for 38. They defeated Beachport Ferner 10 for 101, Mitch Pulmer 46, Nathan Mahovics the Ninja 4 for 18, Steve Hughes 2 for 9, Rob Francis 2 for 17, Jerry Peters 2 for 30. Good morning, Jeremy, and thank you for all those results. And Adam Walker, special mention, 6 catches as the wicketkeeper, so they definitely should mount that ball for him as well. Now, yesterday, Millicent footballers 130, Travis Walscott 55, Jason Barnes 25, Steve Doherty 3 for 15, Michael Gibson 3 for 17, and Cooper Hamilton 2 for 18. They defeated Millicent 127, so went down to the wire that one. Cooper Hamilton 43, Luke Cushion out of the wilderness with 27, Dave Dunn 22, Ben Gordon 4 for 21, nice little bag there, James Varco 3 for 11, and Johnny Facey 2 for 25. Good morning, Storm and Norman out there on the farm, and Die, of course. Next Saturday, McLaughlin Park, preliminary final, Millicent versus Mount Burr, a bit of friendly rivalry there, and it will be the winner heading to the grand final to have a tilt at Millicent footballers who are just waiting, of course. Now, Hillcrest Hothouse was the scene of the crime for the history breaker in the Basketball SA for the Pioneers men on Saturday night. North Adelaide Rockets 80 defeated them 65. No details provided there. Nobody on the stats, etc. Obviously, but that'll get rectified, hopefully. Now, yesterday, the Sturt Sabres 66 went down to the Mount Gambier Pioneers 101. Kentrell Barclay 24 points and 13 rebounds. Brad Rastin 15 and 4. Eric Burden 14 and 6. Kyle Tippenny will be heading off to Gladstone soon, 10 and 5. Now, next game is the 16th of March versus Southern Tigers, and hopefully this final recruit, Sam Daly, will be all clued up and ready to go. And, of course, we'll catch up with Coach Richard Hill later on this morning. Won't forget the girls, and it was on Saturday night, the Pioneers 66 went down to North Adelaide Rockets 75. No details provided there either. Now, yesterday, had a go again, the girls, but Sturt Sabres, 95, Too Good, 54. Capitaine Amanda Frost, 16 points and 5 rebounds. Maddie Warmall, one of the recruits, 11 and 4. And, of course, they'll have a couple of weeks to prepare and get their act together. And hopefully, with the fingers crossed, they might have their final imported player before that next game. Now, out of interest, well done, Kane DeWitt, ex-Pioneer. He made his debut for Forestville Eagles, who had a win over the Eastern Mavericks. And Kane had 25 minutes court time, 14 points and 7 rebounds. So we wish him all the best for the rest of the season, and love to see the ex-local boys doing well.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
We are talking sport this morning. Starting the day, Marlo is back with me in the studio. G'day again, mate.
Morning again, listeners, as we head into another week. And we're in autumn, of course, those leaves, those pesky leaves, they're everywhere. Now, there was a heat factor instigated in terms of Mount Gambier District Cricket. Hoggies Wines Barbershield last round was cancelled. So that means next Saturday and Sunday, weather looks good at this stage. North Sportsman second on the ladder will do better with South Gambier third. and Penola, top of the roost. Good morning to the Eagles up there at Penola Town versus West Gambier, fourth. And that'll see the winners play off in the grand final. And bad luck, East Gambier Millwell went very close to final four spots, something to build on for next season. Now, just looking at Hoggies Wines Barber Shield, the final bowling table, subject to confirmation, like everything these days, looks like Cameron Jorgensen from South has taken that out. 26 wickets at 11.23. Benny Teal, a teenager. Millwell, 25 wickets at 16.68. Great season by him. And Jack Miller, a teammate, so that even makes it better. 20 wickets at 21.30. Now, the final batting table is unavailable. They're keeping that in camera and secret, of course. But David Summerfield from Penola, he picked up 18 wickets at 10.67 to come in fourth on that bowling list. And he's had a sterling season with the Willows. So, boy, he looks set for his second Whitty medal. I reckon they could probably start engraving it now, but just my opinion, of course. Now, Veolia Limestone Coast Football League, the girls in more conducive, cool conditions yesterday at McDonald Park. They got the numbers on that hallowed turf there. Good morning to everyone at the kennel. Great memories. Cass and Sanford lost to Clangadoo by 65 points. Now, top of the table clash, South went down to Millicent by 10 points. Christy Rowe from Millicent, 3 goals. She heads the table there with 12, already eclipsed the season's previous records. And Kendall Saffin from South, well done with 2 goals. Penola defeated North by 52 points. Shan Dean Balshaw, new name to me, 3 goals there. And West Port Mac, the old footy brain there, lost to Mandela by 51 points. Emily Moxon having a good season with another tally of 3 goals. And Eastern Kyrby clash, well, ouch, 95-point touch-up by the Tigers to the Dogs there. So East obviously know what they have to work on. Next round, which will be round 6, will be Monday the 11th, which is a public holiday, South Australia for the Adelaide Cup. No doubt everyone's ready and getting organised to go up there to that. And over in Victoria, the Labor Day is the holiday. So that will mean at Island Park, Mandela and Penola will clash. They'll come across the way, and Caston, Sanford and East will do battle. And over at McLaughlin Park, Millicent will have North versus Clangadoo, Glencoe versus Westport, and Millicent, top of the table clash against reigning premiers Kyrby, which just happens to be a rematch of last year's grand final. So there'll be a bit of fun and frivolity there. Now, we're talking South East Coast Basketball League. Last minor round in the men, Bulldogs Blue 80, Dallas Jeffrey 23, Mason High 19, defeated Cat 65, Kane Bradley 20, and Connell Schultz, the young fella there, was 17, and Ruse 98, Matty Sutton, the vet, with 29, Dale Backman, one of the Bees, with 23, defeated Cougars 57, Braden Uzi 28, Panthers 95, Kyle Tippany 33, Rob Hine 24, defeated Bulldogs Red 77, Mitch Hunter, young gun on the rise, 29 points there. And the women, there's no doubt a story here. Bulldogs forfeited to Cougars and Panthers forfeited to Saints. So finals on Wednesday night. And in the men, at Ruse versus Cougars at the Ice House, Bulldogs Red versus Panthers. And over at Millicent Town, the Cats versus Panthers and Saints versus Cougars. Get on your bike, and they did. Mount Gambier Cycling Club, Caves Road, 30K race yesterday. Well done, Bruce McLaughlin, first. Tess White, she was second. And coming in third was Mark Brooksby. All happen again next Sunday. Full details on Facebook.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Mount Gambier.
It is the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M catching up with Healy after a huge weekend on the road. Milo's with me in the studio. Healy's on the line. Good morning, mate.
Morning, man. How you doing?
Yeah, good, Healy. Now, you survived the Hillcrest hot house.
Yeah, it wasn't quite so bad for us. I really felt sorry for the girls. Like they were a couple of hours earlier, so it was pretty darn hot. But not much we could do about the weather, Milo, I reckon.
All a part of test of sport. Now, North Adelaide Rockets got you 80-65. Obviously, you're in the game, and some positives came out of it.
We started okay, but they were just really good. Like they're a pretty good unit, very high level team. They're Seaball quality team, I would expect. We were a bit disorganised. We need a bit more time. We've got a bit of a reality check for us, which was probably good.
There you go. You know where you're at. And, of course, yesterday, Sturt Sabres, you had a win, 101-66, and a lot of positives out of that. Kentrell Barclay obviously found his feet, 24-13. Brad Rashin, and we know how good he's going to get, 15-4. So one win's good.
Yeah, look, we're happy with that. Like, we, you know, like I figured North Adelaide were going to be pretty good, and that's as it turned out. And Sturt weren't great. Like, they were very young, and, you know, we were able to get everybody into the game, and everyone contributed. You know, Kentrell's stuff came in 19 minutes only, so, you know, 24 and 13 in 19 minutes, pretty busy. So he found his feet pretty well yesterday.
Now, all clear on the injury front?
Yeah, a lot of really sore boys. Saturday night was very, very physical. So, yeah, there was an awful lot of ice packs, not just to try and keep cool, there was an awful lot of ice packs after the game yesterday. And, yeah, like we're fortunate we've got a little bit of time up our sleeve now.
Yeah, and, of course, Sam Daly will be available. Sydney Kings are out. Next game, 16th of March, Ice House. And it'll be a bit cooler, hopefully, Southern Coast. Now, Hilly, just before you go, and you mentioned you've got a bit of time, an interesting fractured season in terms of the draw. It presents challenges, but there's some advantages as well to sort of get the team together.
Yeah, I guess like this is really the only advantages this time, that this have a week off next week to give us a chance to, as I said, the guys, it's really our training camp. We'll have everyone together for a couple of weeks to get ourselves organised. After that, the draw's all over the place. Like we've... you know, I think we've across the season, I think we've got 5 weekends where we don't play, which is not ideal.
Yeah.
But that's the way it is. So can't do anything about that. You know, that's all sort of thrown together, and we've got to deal with that.
Yeah, certainly is a dog's breakfast, another challenge. Coach Richard Hill, good luck in the upcoming weeks, and we'll catch up with you before that Southern Tigers game.
Beautiful. You guys have a good time, and the girls are pretty decent as well. Like, I was pleased with the way they went on Saturday night in particular.
Thanks, Hilly.
Good on you guys. Have a good one. See ya.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.